Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
And welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic, taking you through this Friday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week we bring in our good friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD. Teron, what's going on, my man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How's it going?
Not bad. How's the social distancing going? How's the quarantine going for you?
it's going well. You know, occasional walks. That's pretty much what my entertainment has boiled down to, but it's all good.
So, Teron, obviously the NFL comes out yesterday, Roger Goodell announcing that the draft will take place on April 23rd through the 25th as originally scheduled, advising NFL teams to get ready to make preparations to do it offsite and to kind of do it remotely. Were you surprised that the NFL didn't decide to change the date of the NFL draft? What was your reaction when Roger Goodell came out with that news yesterday?
I thought that's what they were going to do. I mean, once they had said that it was going to go to an event that didn't have people there, I said, yeah, they're going to go ahead and go business as usual as far as the date's concerned. And I think it's a good thing. I think the league understands its level of entertainment for everyone. And it is what it is, man. And it's one of those, the show must go on mindsets, and that's what they're taking.
Look, Teron, yeah, to me it's like, as long as the playing field is level, I mean, I understand probably every GM in the league right now is not feeling as prepared as they do every other year, and is feeling like, you know, there's some more opportunity, I guess, to have some misses here. But as far as I can tell, you know, it is going to be a level playing field. I mean, Do you have any concerns from that perspective?
I mean, I think it's going to be a level playing field, and that everyone is having that short period of time to do their evaluation, their complete ones. But I do think this is going to make the better scouting and personnel departments rise to the top. And the other thing that is really interesting in this is all the guys who are that borderline undrafted free agent to sixth or seventh round pick. I think not being able to get in front of the personnel people and show them, you know, something to inspire them to draft them, yeah, I think that definitely hurts those guys, you know. And then even after that, the undrafted free agent market, I think, is going to be really, really loaded. And I just want to see how that frenzy happens, too, you know, because, you know, as soon as Mr. Irrelevant is picked, next thing you know, you're hearing so-and-so signed here, so-and-so signed there. And it's just a whirlwind. So it's going to be interesting, but I don't really have concerns. I'm curious to see how this works and how it's going to showcase the teams that do it a little bit better than others.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, on the line with us. And Teron, obviously this week the Titans have lost Tajay Sharp, LaShawn Sims, and Austin Johnson. Of those three, which one do you think will be the biggest loss for the Titans, and how do you go about replacing those three guys as a whole?
Good question. Normally I would say Tajay Sharp. I really do think that he'll probably be the biggest loss, because he's one of those guys that gives him a player that could line up on the inside and the outside. And he's a pretty sure route runner. You could get the replacement in the draft. But I think Austin Johnson deserves some consideration too, just simply because what do they have at D tackle right now? You know, interior guys, you know, or even that whole defensive line, that's an area where they need to make some improvements, and not even improvements, to get some depth. So we'll see how that works, but I would say those two guys, and end of the day, I lean towards Sharp.
Yeah, I mean, with Austin Johnson moving on, I will tell you, Teron, one of the first things I thought was, I feel a little bit more like a real push for Jadeveon Clowney is happening. Because, I mean, you've got to – obviously, I know you like Marlon Davidson a lot and have talked about him as a guy in the draft that could be, certainly be a possibility here. And there are other smaller moves you could make, but does it feel to you like that's just the other shoe that might be dropping here at some point?
I really thought that. I think as we continue to distance ourselves from the start of free agency, it's almost like Clowney to the Titans doesn't seem like it's going to happen. But even if he does go there, he's going to be an outside linebacker. They're not going to use him as a five tech, you know, in that scheme. They won't use him much as a five tech in that scheme. I'll say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it just seems like something has to happen, because it's just like they cannot just walk into the draft with this much of a need for multiple positions. So really just waiting to see what happens. And I think Marcus Golden should still be in the mix, and he's not a bad fallback option after Clown.
Teron, there was a report that came out by Ian Rapoport once Tajae Sharpe signed with the Vikings, saying that he is expected to be their number two behind Adam Thielen, replacing Stephon Diggs. Like, do you think Tajae Sharpe could be a number two wide receiver in this league? Like, what do you think his ceiling is?
Yeah, I think he will be a number two, and it just really depends on what you have at your number, your lead receiver, what you are looking for, to like how you want to complement him. I think, you know, when you look at Thielen and what he does, I think Tajae Sharpe is a lot different, but he complements him well, you know, as far as another possession guy, another guy for Kirk Cousins to throw to on third downs. I think it's a good situation for them, but I really think they're going to draft a receiver as well. I'm almost positive of that. They'll come out of this deep, loaded class with more help. So, yeah, I mean, he'll be a number two, but I think it's going to be kind of like a 2A, 2B situation with whoever they draft.
Yeah, obviously great receiver draft. And speaking of that with the Titans, so like you said, Tajae Sharpe, reliable guy, ran good routes, caught the ball. You could move him around. So you're getting Cam Batson healthy. Obviously, Khalif Raymond had a nice year, and we know who the top three are for this team. But if the Titans do go into the draft looking at a receiver, do you think it is more along the lines of a speed guy? I mean, you and I have talked about KJ Hamler and, you know, the possible interest there, or more like a guy in the mold of a Tajae Sharpe, a possession guy?
I think it's going to be, ideally for them, it'll be a guy that has both of those talents and also can return. That's asking a lot from a rookie,
yeah.
But yeah, I think Jalen Reagor should be in play. I think someone like a Devin Duvernay should be in play. If you want a guy that could give you help in the return game, but they could also, you know, look to draft a corner that also does that. So you don't have to have return, but there's plenty of guys. I mean, Courtney Davis is a very good route runner out of A&M, and he's someone I could see them going for. Van Jefferson as well. So even Kalijah Lipscomb. So that's the good thing about all of this. There are plenty of options, and you're going all the way down to the seventh round where you could get a guy that could come in and play for you.
Teron, last thing for you here. You know, obviously with the coronavirus situation going on and pretty much shutting down the world of sports, we've been kind of taking looks back in terms of the most fun team we've ever covered, the most fun game we've ever covered in our careers. What's the most fun game that you've ever had covering a sport, whether it's football or something else?
Yeah, for me, it's actually a recent memory, and that's in 17. That NFC championship game was so much fun, man. Just the build up to it. I'm talking about the Eagles against the Vikings, and just the build up to it, all the trash that was being talked, you know, and watching that. And then when Patrick Robinson, Chris Long, you know, he pressured the quarterback, Case Keenum, and Keenum threw a bad pass to Patrick Robinson, picked it off, and ran it to the end zone for a pick six. And this was after that long pass, and it was like a 42-yarder to Kyle Rudolph for the opening touchdown. When that Patrick Robinson pick six happened, I remember filling the press box at Lincoln Financial Field. Like, that press box was rocking, literally. And it just the goosebumps, you know, it was an awesome feeling, man. It definitely, so that for me would be the top experience that I've covered.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD, has been our guest. Teron, thanks so much as always, my man, for joining us. We appreciate it.
No problem. You guys take it easy.
Absolutely. You too, my man. Joe, when we come back, I want to get into the Derrick Henry discussion a little bit. After having the franchise tag placed on him, how realistic do we think a holdout is until he receives a long-term deal? We'll get into that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.